With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says the U.S. and Iran will hold talks next week.
Before leaving the NATO summit, the president said there are plans to restart dialogue between the U.S. and Iran following last weekend's military bombing of nuclear sites.
We're going to talk to them next week with Iran. We may sign an agreement. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's that necessary.
He said he doesn't care if there's an agreement or not because the U.S. destroyed Iran's nuclear program. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new threat of cyber attacks from Iran.
Hackers are targeting U.S. banks, defense contractors, and oil industry companies following American strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. So far, the intrusions haven't caused any serious disruptions or economic damage. But cybersecurity experts warn that hacking groups supporting Iran could continue to retaliate. Experts say cyber war is now an expected part of any military conflict. That's because it offers countries a way to cause significant economic damage in a way that's much cheaper than traditional weapons. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
A march on Washington for Jewish civil rights will take place on the National Mall in D.C. today. Americans for Jewish Civil Rights say it's in memory of the two Israeli embassy staffers murdered last month. Elias Rodriguez faces two counts of first-degree murder, along with murder of foreign officials and two firearm-related charges. He shouted "Free Palestine" while he was being arrested. Attempts to remove National Guard troops from Los Angeles are continuing to head to court. One ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals maintained control of the National Guard to the president. That was reversed by U.S. District Court Judge Charles Breyer, who ruled the president should return control to the state. This is SRN News. The Trump administration goes to bat for clergymen.
The Department of Justice has filed suit against the state of Washington over a new law that requires pastors to report if a person in the confessional admits to committing child abuse. The state is already being sued by Catholic and Orthodox priests who say the legislation violates the Constitution. DOJ spokesman Harmeet Dillon says the Washington law, quote, explicitly targets religious practices and has no place in our society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kentucky County Clerk, who refused to issue marriage licenses to gay couples after the Supreme Court's 2015 ruling legalizing the practice, is still in court. Kim Davis became a cultural lightning rod 10 years ago, bringing national attention to the same-sex marriage debate and losing her job. Her lawyer is trying again to get her case before the high court after the justices declined to hear an appeal from her in 2020. This is SRN News. A bipartisan effort to keep Chinese AI out of federal agencies.
About 5 months ago, a Chinese technology startup called DeepSeek introduced an AI model that rivaled platforms from OpenAI and Google in performance, but cost only a fraction to build, raising concerns that China is catching up to the United States. Now, a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced new legislation on Capitol Hill to block Chinese artificial intelligence systems from being used by federal agencies. The bill seeks to identify AI systems developed by foreign adversaries and ban their use in the U.S. government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police, Crime Stoppers, and the ATF upping the reward to $30,000 for the arrest and conviction of the arsonist who firebombed 11 police cars in Brooklyn last week. Police say the guy they're seeking is an anti-Israel agitator with a grudge against police. More at SRN News.